Hillary Rodham Clinton, 2005. Today, Roe is in more jeopardy than ever. I am so pleased to be here 2 days after the 32nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, a landmark decision that struck a blow for freedom and equality for women. Today, Roe is in more jeopardy than ever, and I look forward to working with all of you as we fight to defend it in the coming years. Now, with all of this talk about freedom as the defending goal of America, let's not forget the importance of the freedom of women to make the choices that are consistent with their faith and their sense of responsibility to their family and themselves. I heard President Bush talking about freedom, and yet his administration has acted to deny freedom to women around the world through a global gag policy, which has left many without access to basic productive health services. This decision, which is one of the most fundamental, difficult, and soul-searching decisions a woman and a family can make, is also one in which the government should have to have no role. I believe we can all recognize that abortion in many ways represents a sad, even tragic choice to many, many women. Often, it's a failure of our system of education, healthcare, and preventive services. The fact is that the best way to reduce the number of abortions is to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies in the first place. There is no reason why government cannot do more to educate and inform and provide assistance so that the choice guaranteed under our Constitution either does not ever have to be exercised or only in very rare circumstances. But we cannot expect to have the kind of positive results that all of us are hoping for to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies and abortions if our government refuses to assist girls and women with their healthcare needs, a comprehensive education, and accurate information. So my hope now, today, is that whatever our disagreements with those in this debate, that we join together to take real action to improve the quality of healthcare for women and families, to reduce the number of abortions, and to build a healthier, brighter, more hopeful future for women and girls in our country and around the world.